Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We left something out of our story yesterday. We went to Grand Palace. Is that the name of
it? Yeah, Grand Palace on Grand Avenue in South
Grand
San Francisco.
Grand Ave in South San Francisco for a little dim sum action yesterday.
Yeah, boy.
Brittany and I, you blew us off.
Thought you guys were going to be in Millbrae.
Well, we weren't.
Oh, it's like 5 minutes away.
You know what? 5 minutes on the freeway, yesterday's traffic.
I know. You picked a great day to have to go south, Sarah.
You know what you left out of the story? Part of the whole thing was, I'm going leather shopping, everyone.
I wasn't supposed to buy anything. I order leather online all the time from Tandy Leather, San Bruno.
Right.
This place is great. So I ordered a whole hide, and I don't like it.
A whole hide?
Hide?
What does that mean?
I mean, it's just a hair on hide, like a, you know.
I know that because of Sarah.
But what's a whole...
The whole thing.
All of the skin.
All of it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's gross. Thank you.
That's
PETA,
so weird. Huh?
Don't
I
used yell
to go to her house. Check out this hide I got. And I stare at it and go, oh, that's cool.
Oh, God.
That's pretty neat, Sarah.
So anyway, they sent me one and I didn't like it. So I was like,
What didn't you like about it? The smell?
No.
Did they leave too much
like
meat
leather.
On
Dead
it?
Dead blood? Oh, my God, you guys. So anyway, I went to exchange that. And then, of course, I was like, oh, look at this. Oh, what about this?
So you left with a new hide.
I exchanged the one hide, and then I picked out the one that I wanted, and then I was looking through some other stuff and got some other stuff.
Couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't, and frankly, I was there. I was like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. I have to get those.
So they just sell the materials?
They just sell leather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just leather.
Yep. And, like, rivets and, you know, things.
But not, like, stuff already put together.
No. It's literally like it's like a fabric shop for leather.
Mm-hmm. So you're touching them, smelling them.
You walk in, it smells like a saddle
shop. Tasting
it. Smells like
seeing
leather.
How chewy they are.
No, I don't chew on it at all.
They're chili cows out back.
Yeah, without their hides. So, anyway, I wasn't going to talk about that.
I wish I had my skin back.
I wish I wasn't a burger right now. That's too bad.
Oh, this is getting
brutal. Dark, man.
Well, I didn't even want to bring it up.
Well, what do you mean you didn't want to bring it up? You brought it up.
I forgot something that we did.
Yeah, you forgot to tell us about the leather store.
That's not what I wanted to tell you about. I wanted to keep that on the down low.
Man.
I don't need PETA firebombing me when I leave
By the way, I brought my briefcase, which I caught myself sliding it up my elbow.
Yes, your purse.
Like you would a purse, and I went, this is going back to Sarah right now.
Did you empty it?
I'm going to empty. I brought a bag to empty everything into today.
I've been thinking about how to fix it.
I cannot. I was truly caught myself with it on the crook of my elbow.
Like an old lady, huh?
Okay, this is a purse.
It gets bad when it gets all the way up to the shoulder.
So I'm going to, you'll have that back.
It does. All right, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Anyhow.
7 minutes later.
Right. So what I wanted to say is that when we went to the Grand Palace, so Bryn and I are sitting there and we had a nice talk and a nice lunch, and we stand up to leave, and this girl sitting basically one table away stands right up as soon as we stand up, and she's got this look on her face like, you guys, hi. And her name was
Desiree.
Oh.
And she was there with her parents.
Uh-huh.
And she was just a listener of ours, loves the show, and just wanted to say hello.
Sorry,
and
I missed you, Desiree.
Yeah, she could have met Yuzette, but Yuzi blew us off. So
stop it.
Very nice about it. She's like, I've been waiting for you guys to finish your food. So,
right.
So I wouldn't
We're
interrupt.
Like, oh, no, you've been watching me.
Well
eat
done.
Eat like a pig. So we took a picture with her, and her dad gets up and takes a picture, and he can't work the phone, and it's adorable. Oh. And then it turns out she's 20 weeks pregnant too. So congratulations to her.
Congratulations.
Does everyone know, or did you just burn her secret?
Oh well.
She told us.
Guys aren't supposed.
And she's 20.
No.
Well, she's 20.
You're gonna blab about it on
the
radio.
We are radio people,
right.
So
true.
She was taking her chances with that. And she's halfway done, so.
But yeah, anyway, she was over 4 months. Yeah. That's usually about the time where you start telling people,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Well, you know, she was barely showing. Like, you couldn't, I certainly couldn't
I
notice.
I couldn't tell.
But just a very nice girl, and thank you for saying hi to us. That was cute.
Great job, Desiree.
Nice work, Desiree.
Shame.
Okay, so I just think this is, I had no idea this was going on, but it is.
What's that?
Cory Booker, you guys know who that is?
I do not.
He actually, I'm pretty sure he's one of the guys who has thrown his hat into the ring as president for the Democratic Party. So he is a...
I do know him.
Okay. Yeah, you've definitely seen him. So it looks like Cory Booker said recently, because he's
yeah,
a single
guy.
Yeah. He said, listen, I got a boo. A booed up.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend.
But he didn't want to say who the person was. But, you know, people are curious about everything. Uh-huh. And they dug and they found out that it is... Rosario Dawson.
What?
Which is a great, that's wonderful. If he ever did become president, maybe, you know, Rosario Dawson as our first lady. Okay.
Can I see her?
Sure. Here's a shot of her. You know who Rosario is. And she is all in on Cory Booker for president in 2020. Little bias. She confirmed that they are in a serious, loving relationship. Mm. She was at Reagan National Airport in D.C. on Thursday. Looks like one of the TMZ paparazzi was like, hey, what's going on with you and Cory Booker? Mm-hmm. She's all, we're in love.
Good looking couple.
I know. And they say it didn't take much prodding either. Yeah. Like, you know, okay, you and Cory Booker. And finally, she's like, yeah, okay. So then she starts gushing over him. She called him an amazing human being, saying their relationship is a wonderful thing. I'm just grateful to be with someone I respect and love and admire so much. Mm-hmm. And said lots of other nice things about him. So, congratulations on your love. On your love. The Sopranos prequel.
Yeah.
It is now just going to be called Newark. It was going to be called The Many Saints of Newark.
Okay.
It is set to be released in 2020. I have the release date somewhere. But not right. Oh, here it is. September 25th, 2020. So, it's over a year away, but they're you know, talking about the casting and the story. It's just going to be called Newark, and it'll hit theaters more than 13 years after the acclaimed HBO series came to an end with a black screen and Journey. The cast is going to include some of the names I recognize were Vera Farmiga. Farmiga? How do you say her name?
Farmiga.
I want to say she's from The Departed. She was like the therapist that Matt Damon's character was going to. Ray Liotta.
I can't picture her.
You would. You know what? You know
I
what
feel
else
like
she was
she's
in?
She's been in a ton of.
She
stuff.
Was in the movie with the haunted doll, The Conjuring. She was like one of the investigator lady. She was the you know the pair that are investigating. You'll recognize her when you see her.
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about right now?
I like her.
Yeah, she's great. Ray Liotta, John Bernthal, Corey Stahl, Billy Magnuson, John Magaro, Alessandro Nivola. And Michael Gandolfini, who we had found out recently, is going to be playing the young Tony Soprano. And he has a lot, you know, a lot of his dad's looks.
Yeah, he does.
And they are saying that other characters from the actual show, The Sopranos, may also appear in the prequel. Obviously, they have to play their own dads or, you know, whatever. David Chase, who created the HBO series, is very much a part of this. He's not the sole writer of the script, but he's one of the writers. The rumor is that it's set during the Newark riots of July of 1967. Bad blood between African Americans and Italian Americans erupted in the Jersey City at the time, resulted in 26 deaths, hundreds of injuries. The guy who's directing, his name is Alan Taylor. He directed 9 episodes of The Sopranos throughout its lifespan, 7 episodes of Game of Thrones, so you know he's awesome. He also did Thor the Dark World. Which one was that? And Terminator Genesis. And they're saying the fact that they're going to release it in late September means they're angling for Oscars and award season. Oh,
the Dark World was the second one.
Oh.
So
how
on
was
a...
that one? That's this.
I saw it.
And?
I don't like the Thor series. Mm. It's, I don't like it.
So you wouldn't It's not necessarily because of the direction. You're just not into the
character. I didn't mind as much the part where they're on Earth. It's the part where they go to his world and you're like, what are we watching, a cartoon?
What is the name of
that
place?
So ridiculous.
It has a place. It has a name. Louis Tomlinson. Louis Tomlinson?
Louis? Louis. I believe it's
He's one of the One Direction guys.
Yeah.
He's the good-looking, dangerous
How's he one doing?
With the tattoos. Not well.
Oh, no.
His teenage sister just died at age 18. She's a beautiful girl. She had a heart attack.
What?
I know. Here's a picture of her. This is sort of a glamour shot of her. She, you know, she actually looks less sultry
so
than that.
So what happened? What do we know?
Here's what we know.
Drug-related?
No. Well, they're not saying that, although it's really hard to accept an 18-year-old
with no... Well,
maybe
she had a pre-existing condition they didn't know about.
That's possible. 18-year-old Felicity Tomlinson passed away Wednesday at her studio apartment in London. She collapsed from a heart attack. Someone in the apartment called for an ambulance. Paramedics tried to revive her, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Sources connected to the family say she had no warning signs. They knew of no prior history of heart trouble. She did suffer from sciatica. That was like her only thing.
Oh.
Back in January, she posted on social media that she'd stopped drinking and stopped smoking cigarettes. She's 18.
She's 18. Got
well,
it.
The drinking age is 18 there.
Oh.
So I don't know if she just went crazy right when she turned 18 or...
Well, you know
like
what I'm getting
kids,
from this story?
What's that?
We need to check Yuzi's heart. She had sciatica.
Yeah. And she hasn't quit drinking, though. So as soon as she quits drinking, we got to check her heart. Jose and...
That's when I'll die.
Sorry.
Don't say that. That's not funny.
When... Oh.
All right. I take it back.
So in January, she posted that she'd stopped drinking and stopped smoking cigarettes, which does sort of lead you... Well, really? You had to stop? You're 18 years old. You had to stop drinking? She was a fashion designer, had more than 1 million followers on Instagram, also heavily into fitness. She was planning to publish a book of poetry, her own poetry. She was one of 7 siblings. Lewis is the oldest, the one from One Direction. And they were really close. I guess, you know, saw each other all the time when he was in London. He just pulled out of a performance for a charity show, Comic Relief BBC. That was scheduled to air tonight, but he had to back out. The whole family is devastated. He lost his mom to cancer. They all lost their mom to cancer.
Mom was only 43.
Way too
young.
Died
in 2016.
Well,
7 kids.
18.
Wow.
Talk about way too young.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So she was only 43 when they all lost her to cancer. He recently released a song called Two of Us about him and his mom. The lyrics include, "You'll never know how much I miss you. The day they took you, I wish it was me instead." Here's another shot of Lewis and Felicity together. So, terrible news. I hate to hear it.
For those of you who don't know Lewis, looking at his picture will not help you.
Oh, no.
I have no idea who this boy is.
He's the really cute, dangerous one with the tattoos who always like has his shirt open in One Direction.
He is?
Uh-huh.
This is the dangerous one.
Yes, Vinny.
Okay.
Well, have you seen the other ones?
I don't know. I don't know if I have, but okay. No one should die at 18.
No. 100% agree with you on that. One life for the two of us.
Oh, boy.
It's dramatic.
I like it.
Well,
you
it was
like it?
I don't think it was a hit. I've never heard it before. Have you?
I haven't, no, but this is my kind of song right here.
Oh, is it?
You don't like it?
It's fine. I mean, you know.
Like the production on it.
I don't know why it's good. I don't know why it's not an Alice Essential.
I'll listen to it on my way home.
Oh, Bryn.
What?
I don't know. It's just that the you're like the toughest guy I know, but you listen to the worst music.
Well, that's why he listens to the toughest guy in 1D.
I like good music. It has nothing to do with who sings it.
I think maybe this is like bait for people to call you names and then you can just kill them. Is that what you're up
yeah,
to?
Yeah, it gives you a reason to hit somebody. I've been searching for that for a long time.
That makes
time.
Perfect sense.
Now it's all clear to me. You go around cranking this music so people call you names and you can kick them in the face. Oh, yeah, buddy?
I bet you never had this happen to you before.
Right. Nancy, huh?
Say that again about Boys to Men.
Right. I get it now. That's funny.
So the hot thing today in music is get yourself into a killer soundtrack. That's where you need to be.
Oh.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Remember all those songs that were on the mixtape that his dad had made for his mom? Those
oh,
all.
Oh, my God.
The Sing Us a Brandy.
You guys, you must have played that song 400 times on this show alone.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know if they got it. I think you have to pay. Oh, here we go. You're a fine girl.
What a wife you would be.
Such a fine girl. My love, my lady.
Brandy.
Oh,
sorry.
Come
hey,
on.
I'm out of practice. You guys Brandy. Haven't played it 400 times lately.
Here we go.
Brandy.
Yay! Oh, yeah, there it is. Now it's time. Happy Friday, everyone.
Oh, it is, too. Good weather ahead.
Yep.
So they say that the...
We just played Brandy.
I know. Oh, my God. What more can you ask for?
I nailed my part of the song. Oh, God.
Dance were made for fun.
Oh, this is like dance club in Orange County I used
to
go to.
We used to play this. This used to be in the montage.
Yeah, that's correct.
What year is this? Does it say?
No, let me check, though.
It's got to be like 85.
Because weekends were
made for fun.
86.
Oh, I was thinking,
Damn.
Like 81 is.
Yeah, 84.
Oh. 84.
Oh, I had no idea.
Dang.
Look out, weekend, because.
This was like played at a club that we could get into that didn't sell alcohol.
Those 18 clubs.
So you had to get all liquored up before you went in.
All ages. Well, yeah, because otherwise, how would you ever have fun? So, Guardians of the Galaxy did for the 70s what Captain Marvel is doing for the 90s.
Oh, I told you guys that.
Yep.
She's wearing a Nine Inch Nails shirt.
Is there any Nine Inch Nails on the soundtrack? Did you grab the whole soundtrack, or is it? Is there a listed track listing?
No, well, I have some songs that were on the...
Hole is featured at
Hole
the closing.
Hole is the biggest gainer here.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So they're saying Celebrity Skin had a 2,222% increase in sales and play over the period since the movie's come out. But there are 13 pop, rock, and rap songs in the movie, and the average increase for them in sales is 464%. So
nice.
Hole is the winner with over 2,000. Hey, isn't this the one we have isolated Courtney Love guitar and vocal tracks? I think it might be time. Isn't it time? Well, that's a 2,222% increase. Well, it's very punk rock fitting.
She's not even trying.
Other songs include I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage. I loved this record. Your misery down on me. Pour your misery down. I have to make John play this tonight. That'll be good. Down on me. Not that Nirvana needed any help, but Come As You Are is on the soundtrack. No Doubt's Just a Girl. Enjoying a nice bump. And Salt-N-Pepa's What a Man.
Oh, what a mighty good man.
Oh, yeah, turn this up. Mighty good man.
What?
The mighty good man. Salt-N-Pepa. And then there's 13 tracks all together. And all of them are having a great sales week or two after the... Was it just released last weekend?
I want to say...
I think it was.
Yeah.
That at the most,
right.
2 weeks ago. So everything's way up.
It was me, Marcus Rudy, and Human, so...
It was a packed house when I went and saw it last Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, and I think you did see it opening weekend. I want to say it's only been out a week. So anyway, congratulations to everybody on the soundtrack. That is the key. Get yourself on a hit movie soundtrack. So one more thing just quickly. Luke Perry was cremated. As you know, Luke Perry, at the age of only 52, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He had a stroke and died several days later. He's been cremated. His remains were scattered on the place he most cherished, his Tennessee farm. Family sources say his ashes are now in the town of Van Leer, Tennessee. He had 380 acres. He purchased the land in the 80s. Oh, sorry, in the 90s, and he lived there on and off over the last 20-plus years. The death certificate lists his official causes of death as ischemic cerebrovascular accident, which is doctor speak for having a stroke. His body had been taken to a funeral home in Tennessee, because that's where his main residence is. He bought it in 1995 during the 90210 run, and he just starred in the movie 8 Seconds, where he played a young rodeo champ. And developed an interest in cattle raising during the filming of that, and decided I'm getting a farm. 380 acres he bought. So he was actually, you know, really tragically, they'd already sent out their save the dates. He'd been with this chick, Wendy.
Yeah.
That he was his fiance for like 11 years.
Oh, no.
They had just sent out for August 17th, save the date for the wedding of Luke and Madison, Wendy Madison, or Madison Wendy, one of those. But I always see her referred to as Wendy in all the press, but they call her Madison on the save the date. August 17th, 2019 in L.A. So sad. And that's all I got time for, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Well, the internet makes the news today, and then panhandlers also in the news, and more after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We do a weekly podcast called The Secret Show, and sometimes people write us things that are really just porn. Like, I got a letter from a lady today. I was like, oh, good for you.
I started to read it, and then I felt like I had
stirrings,
I guess. I was like, okay, I'm going to stop reading this.
Yeah. I'll probably read it because it's just like solid. Hot. It's solid pornography.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's just so funny because people just want to tell us their experience. They want to tell someone.
But what is what happened on our show that inspired them to share it with us?
Literally nothing. And then she keeps stopping and asking, like, does any of you do this? Am I the only one who does this?
Because there was a letter last week we got that said they listened to our show and then they were inspired to go.
Right.
She said, I was inspired to go do my husband.
No, this lady is basically just telling us that she loves
likes.
The Secret Show and what a couple things that she likes to do. Does anyone else find this hot? Am I the only one who does this?
Well, clearly Yuzi does. She had to put it down.
I did. I put it down. I stopped reading it.
Yeah. I read through the whole thing. I went, this is gratuitous. I'll totally do it. Anyway, you can send us an email, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Fine, tell us your sexy stories or ask for advice on stuff. I think we're surprisingly good advice givers.
Sure.
You know.
I still learn from you guys every day.
Really? What's the last thing you learned from us?
Cool things you can do in the shower.
Oh, that is true.
Especially,
Vinny did give a pretty good tip.
Especially if you have
we all tried that, didn't we?
A bench in there. Huh. It's pretty cool.
We all tried that.
No. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
But for your case, Sarah, it's an easy cleanup. You know, makes sense.
Sure. Oh, my God. I love that.
Although I do like to go longer than 7 minutes.
Why?
You don't want to waste water, right?
I got stuff to do. Well, we turn the water off usually while most of that's happening.
Is that right?
Yeah. Turn it back on for cleanup.
And I'm only trying to aspire to be like you, Zet.
What?
You know.
All the stuff?
Advanced.
Oh, advanced moves. Yeah.
Well, this chick has some advanced moves. We'll hear about those. Anyway, send us any questions, any sexcapades, whatever you got going on. Send them to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app where you can listen to radio.
Hello. And our podcasts.
Right. It's called Radio.com.
Oh, good. That's good. Quick.
I guess it's at the App Store.
Yeah, I assume.
I mean, you
wherever
can't
you get apps
right.
from. I don't know. Wherever those come from. Wish it onto your phone.
Right, not available at Walgreens.
No.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Great weather expected this weekend, so take advantage of that. California is drought-free for the first time in nearly a decade. That is a nice headline.
It's great news.
Don't go waste water.
No.
Just because you heard that.
Don't go running your tap.
And the students will be striking today for climate change.
Great. Thank you, students. Thank
Get
you,
out
young
there,
people.
Kids, and go for it.
We're all now too old to have any energy to do this stuff, but we agree that it needs to be done. So you go do it.
This story continues with the kids. Dozens of students at one Georgia high school have been caught up in a sexting scandal.
Oh.
They say around 50 of the 850 students at Union County High School were caught sending nude pictures of classmates over their phones.
Uh-oh. Doesn't that count as like child pornography too?
I'm sure it does, but I would have been right in the middle of all that.
Right.
I know it.
Well, you're lucky that we didn't have social media when we were kids.
Right. You're right.
I know. Can you imagine the crap that we did? You know what? We just wouldn't have done it. I think the kids today are a little more savvy. They figure out ways around. They consider social media in everything they do.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that. My parents will see it.
Most of the students.
And the rest of the world, too.
Didn't realize what they were doing is illegal and could have led to child pornography charges. Well, that's a weird case because you're all the same age. It seems like you're taking advantage of each other equally as opposed to
dumb
some adult getting over
stuff.
On
right.
kids. But nonetheless, a bunch of kids have been caught up in this, and it's going to be interesting to see how the city and the school handles a problem that has such a large 850 students, 50 of them are caught. That's like 10%. Of the school. What
yes.
do you do with all those kids?
Are they busy marching for climate change today?
I imagine there's other high school kids going, those dummies, how'd you get caught doing that?
Right.
We're all doing it. They're, or maybe they're not. I don't know.
But probably they are.
I wanted so badly to experience things with girls at a certain age that I was trying anything, you know, and the old, I mean, girls, you guys talk about it all the time. These dong pics you don't want. Well, you know what guys are hoping is that you're going to go, oh, well, I'm so glad you sent that. I have one for you too.
Right.
I mean, that is the hoping to pry a boob pic back.
That is the, I'll show you mine. Now you show me yours.
Right. It never, or I should say, it doesn't seem to be the ideal way to get that to happen, but it's that's the dumb thinking behind it.
Absolutely.
And I imagine a 12-year-old, or whatever age, is even dumber.
Kids are dumb.
Right. So, you know.
Right.
So the internet, the World Wide Web, turned 30 years old this week.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't. Very young.
Do you believe that the, and I think it's Mozilla, has this like, because I pass it every day.
On the Embarcadero.
The building
yeah.
on the Embarcadero. Uh-huh. They're one of the companies that's like a new basic human right. You know, there's food and whatever. And then the internet is a new basic human right.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
Do you think the internet is a human right?
I don't. I don't know. I do feel like it is sort of the culmination of all human development to this point, like that everything's on there. And while I think it has its problems, I think it's insanely important. And with it has come the demise of many other things. So if you can't get on the internet, you are deprived of certain things. So maybe I feel like access to it is... I don't know if I'd go so far as to call it a human right, though.
Amid all its perceived flaws, 63% of Americans say they could live without the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could. Except where would I go to get all my stuff?
Well, 1 in 3 admit that it's become a slight necessity.
Yeah. Well, you know, libraries are just suffering. You know, not just like, you know, places that are brick-and-mortar stores, but, you know... I'm sure that there's plenty of room in the library these days because
you wouldn't know
I've got a whole library on my computer.
Right. And you wouldn't know it from listening to me on this show, but I'm actually super curious about everything and look everything up because I want to know and learn stuff. I love that. I've got access to to it has the changed, answer it's of changed any everything. Question that crosses my mind.
Because
I
you used
look
to just
up.
Have to go, well, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
Or I guess I'll have to go to the library to look that up.
I actually feel dumb if we're talking about something we don't know and we don't look it up.
Well, that's why our research department is so important.
It's like, we've got access to the answer. Why are we all just sitting here?
Well, sometimes we don't. Our internet here is spotty at best.
Well, and I don't mean just here. I mean
in the world.
Life,
yeah.
In general, absolutely. If you go, what do you think that is? Well, look it up.
Yeah.
It's right there. Durr. So I do think that my answer to the question is there a human right to the internet? The answer is no.
Yeah.
Nope. No.
I kind of have to agree with that. It's definitely it's a boon to human civilization in some ways. But a basic human right? No.
The next question is, all right, then, could you go without it?
I could. It would suck, but I could go without it. I have gone without it. It wasn't, you know, I guess if it's 30 years old, I probably really wasn't on it until the mid-90s. So I'll say half my life I've been using the internet. But I'm sure I could exist without it.
I think that for us, turning back to how we functioned in the early 90s would be a fairly quick
it's a lot more work
we'd get used to it fairly quickly, I believe. I don't think that for a young person they'd go, no way.
Yeah,
I'm not living like this. What are you doing?
Well, the thing is, if the internet went away, I'd suddenly have to renew all my subscriptions to all the tabloids and all the other paper magazines would be back, baby. And I would have to sit in front of the TV with a notebook like I used to. I used to carry a notebook around with me just to write down anything that crossed my mind or anything that, you know, I thought could possibly be a topic on the show. I mean, it's just it's so much easier doing this stuff now. There's even Roundup services
for our job in particular. Absolutely. But I think the average person who's not.
Right. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'd be fine without it.
I think you'd readjust fairly quickly.
You wouldn't know what Donna from 10th grade was up to anymore.
Right.
You know, that girl you didn't know in high school, but now weirdly you're friends with. And man, her recipes are just amazing. So you wouldn't know about that.
Right.
And your Pinterest page would be gone. That would suck. I love my Pinterest page.
Yeah.
In celebration of the World Wide Web turning 30, people in the UK were asked if they'd give up the internet forever for $1 million. And almost half said yes. A third said, no, that's not worth it.
Oh, well, $1 million ain't what it used to be.
It's still a lot.
I
Come
might
on.
Give it up for $1 million.
A full, not $1 million, and then you have to pay taxes on
no,
it.
No, $1 million.
$1 million. Here's your $1 million.
I would have to. I'd have some questions. For $1 million, I would give up the internet if Uzek could still use the internet on my behalf.
Right.
Is that possible?
I don't think so. I think you're giving up the internet and all of its joys.
Totally? Forever? Or just a month?
Yeah, for $1 million. For all of it.
For a month.
For the whole thing.
I do it for a month for $1 million.
Speaking of the internet, this went around on the internet trying to warn people about the scams others are up to. Police in New Jersey are hoping that people will think twice about giving money to panhandlers on the side of the road. They shared a social media post warning that this lady with the sign that says, I have one baby. Please, in the name of God, help me buy baby stuff and diapers. And she's holding a sign with a baby picture on it, and she's on the side of the road. The police approached the woman walking in and out of traffic on a busy street with a sign that I just read to you. But officers were curious about her claims of needing money after they noticed she was holding a purse estimated to be worth at $500, and she had a new iPhone 10 valued at about $900. They concluded that she was scamming the
using
local
baby is
hearts of their dollar bills.
So you're saying if you have a good enough hook as a panhandler, you're not just making a living. You're making a good living. Mm-hmm. You get your $900 iPhone, your service monthly, and a Fendi purse. Or maybe they're not $500. I don't know.
I live and work. I go from Santa Cruz to San Francisco, and both of those places have big homeless communities and problems. Mm-hmm. And there are people panhandling on the island, centered islands, mm-hmm. in both places all day, every day.
Yeah.
And they're not there because it's not working.
Right. Whether it's just supporting their beer habit or their purse habit.
I read in the Sentinel, which is the Santa Cruz newspaper, because right. uh-huh. we heard they're tearing down that homeless camp that yeah. I had told you guys about.
Right.
And I don't know if that's actually happening or not, but I did read about the camp. And one of the things that I was reading is that they say half of the population there is drug addicted.
Half well, no it. Surprise.
And they were talking about how they're trading out needles for those people daily to try and at least keep them from sharing.
Yeah,
there or was getting a, hepatitis.
There was
or
a hepatitis HIV. Outbreak like last year because they weren't using. So, I mean, depending on how you want to look at it, it's like, are you supporting their drug problem? We certainly can't cure them of it. Are we at least putting them in a place? It's a weird topic. To be bringing
drugs.
Them needles like that is a... I mean, I get it. I know what they're trying to do. Mm. But you're not going to get them clean that way.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, so this article was posted on the internet in New Jersey because they're saying, be careful who you give your money to on the side of the road. In this case, she had probably more money than most people.
Right.
In the sense that she's carrying around an iPhone and a $500 purse.
I know.
Come on.
You know, your best bet is to give to organizations that help homeless people. Shout that out the window.
Not shame. That was a correct answer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Correct answer.
Remember when your kids start, you know, I don't know if your daughters started to notice homeless people yet, but once my kids could read and could read the signs and mm-hmm. stuff, and I say, never hand your money to a panhandler because you're supporting, oftentimes you're supporting their drug habit.
Well, I feel like you keep them there, right?
Right. And I told them, you know, we give to charities that support those people so you can feel good that you're helping. You just and it doesn't help them to hand them a dollar.
Yeah, I talked to her quite a bit good. About that stuff. Also, how fortunate we are
mm-hmm.
to have a home over
right.
our heads because not everybody does.
Oh, my God. So important to just point out that simple thing.
Be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
What does she say? Do you think she understands?
Not quite, but
mm-hmm.
I'm hammering a
yeah.
lot into her, so mm-hmm. we're working on it.
Right. 7, they call the age of reason.
Well, oh,
she'll
is that right?
start to really, that's what they say.
Most, I'll tell you what, she's got a great memory. And so when I quiz her on the things, when is the right time to do something?
Right now.
Like, I'm working on it. I want her to do well for herself.
Does feel good when you cross stuff off your list.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I mean, our phone number is
800-400-3697.
But you can text us.
On that same
that
number.
That same number works. Text us.
We can get videos. We can get photos. Whatever you want to send.
510 says, I like Vinny and Bryn the best.
Aww.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah.
They're great.
Hey, don't boo that.
I put a picture of Bryn and Diamond at our lunch yesterday up on my Clarky Clark Instagram,
uh-huh.
and it's one of my most liked posts. People
oh, really?
Freaking love it. Yeah.
Oh, I have to find it.
It's my best liked post ever is Vinny as Jean-Luc Picard at Halloween time.
Yeah.
I think I have like 10,000 likes
you know
on that.
You know what
I'm
bothers
like,
me about
crap.
That?
What?
You took that picture like right as I walked out of the bathroom.
Oh, it was great.
I remember that. That's
can't
right.
you just yeah. wait? We could have put Alice behind me or something.
I needed to get you in the hallway because it looked like a spaceship hallway, you know? So I thought, oh, I'll do that. And then there you were. So I'm like, oh, the hell with it. I'll take a picture of him coming out too. You even did some of the poses for it. I think there's like 10 pictures on it.
Boo.
It's good.
The picture is cute. Are those the feet?
Yeah. See the chicken feet right there?
Mm-hmm.
So follow me on Instagram, Clarky Clark. With an IE, Clarky.
707 says, good morning, everyone. My son is turning 8 and loves your morning show. Hoping you all could wish him a happy birthday. His name is Denim.
Denim?
That's a
kid's
cool
name,
name
is Denim?
Happy birthday, Denim.
Denim.
Or it's a horrible typo and they're going to write back in a few minutes and say, not Denim.
It's Denny.
Not Denim.
Yeah,
it's Bonnie.
Devin.
I mean Connie. I mean Salad. Right?
Right.
We get autocorrect all
salad
the time.
Salad and Bonnie.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to get to some music, Vinny, but I have some interesting people whose heads are popping up in the Varsity Blues, Operation Varsity Blues situation.
Cool.
Like big golfer, big local football player, Black Keys tour. And if I can get to it, I'm going to do this Drake story, too, because you know how I love Drake.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.